Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Joining us today is a lovely, wonderful, pink-haired lady.
Oh, man, I can't believe
by the name.
Old lady.
She's not that old, by the way. I mean, by the name of Silver Tongue.
Hi, I am not technically old, but I only wear grandma clothes.
Only grandma shirts.
So that's my life.
You're an old soul.
Yeah. That's like elderly, though. That's really old.
You have the body of an old person.
Me? Yeah. Why?
Because you're very frail. Because
I'm frail.
Yes, and frail bones.
I know.
I really feel like all of us are kind of granny, so. Works out.
We are. Okay, so.
Being the oldest, that's painful.
I see you in the nursing home.
For inviting me here to bring up everything that hurts me.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, so this current room that we are in right now, we've all been here several times before, and one time I was walking around the corner looking for someone, and I could hear voices coming out of this room, and I poked my head around the corner, and I saw that old lady's picture on the wall. We will Instagram this picture later, but I saw it on the wall, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. And then the real people poked their heads around the corner, and they're like, what? And I was like, oh my god, nothing, never mind.
You're going to tell the other story when you creeped in here.
Oh.
The other door was open, and I like, screamed and scared the workers, and he nearly melted.
I really wanted to make y'all feel like there were ghosts here.
Okay.
I didn't, but he...
He was picking up his backpack, and he was, like, out the door.
He ran.
He only did an extra, 10 minutes to try to get you back, and it didn't.
I love when people run dramatically, or, like, do the, like, leg up in the air and hands up in the air, like, oh!
Yes.
I had a college roommate that was my thing to scare her, but instead of, like, running, she would, like, swat her arms in the opposite direction and then fall.
Oh my gosh.
So she now has a heart problem.
I do love doing that though to my roommate. Love scaring people.
It's so much fun.
It is fun.
I just love being scared. I only listen to horror podcasts and only watch horror movies.
It's true.
I have a life beyond that, but it's what I prefer, to be in a constant state of fear.
Like fear.
Slightly sweaty.
That's true.
Slightly sweaty. Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually
you know what? The amount of times that I've scared the wrong people at the bottom of those stairs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like never ending. I always get the wrong person. And they always scream dramatically. And I always feel bad because I'm like, fuck, you weren't even who I was getting. But
and I can
it was so funny.
Alex is creeping near those stairs.
Like, I know she's there. Nobody learns. Also, on a more creepy note, though. So, an old coworker. He used to work in the front, so the desk outside of this room. And he was here after hours. Really, you know, calm person, just doing his job. We'll call him Mr. L.
Mr. L.
And so he's there and he heard laughter coming. And he could hear it like it was standing right at like this door. And he said that it sounded, and he was just like, that's weird. Like, maybe somebody's here. So he looked around the funeral home. Nobody was there. Came back to his desk, and it sounded louder. He was like, I felt like they were laughing at me, so I just got my stuff and left.
Are you serious? How old was this person?
Story.
How old were they?
He worked here. He is probably, like, 4 years older than us.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it was you told that story, but there is someone else who works here that... It was a really weird night, but, like, it was a really bad storm, and me and one of the other directors were getting kind of freaked out, and we were talking to him about it, and he's like, yeah, I've heard laughter, but there's also this, like, mist or, like, incorporeal, like, vapor that you see by room G.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately I was like, I'm going to go to that room right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Sit there and wait. But on occasion, you know, when there's a family in one of those rooms, and you're just standing out there waiting for them to be done with their, you know, their loved one. I just kind of, like, stare in the area, like, hoping this mist will, like, rise. But then he wasn't the only one who told me that. Uh-huh. There's been a few people here who are like, yeah, everyone knows about the mist near room G.
Okay, this is the first that I'm hearing.
Me too. Never have I heard of the mist, but I always hear about something between G and the chapel. And that particular area.
Yeah. Is what I was told, yeah. Now I've heard that they, you know, I guess it's mostly when you're alone at night because you're more aware.
I think so too. Okay, so with that being said, last time that I was working like a night by myself, this woman right here totally gave me the creep. So there's only
one room in
this whole building that just gives me, this is for single shot, the heebie-jeebies.
The big one?
No, it's the family room. I don't know why. It just gives me a bad feeling. Something about it, it makes me feel weird.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, actually, because, you know, I've done services and I have to, like, check to be sure.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I'm like,
why am I going in here? And do I really want to?
The geometry of the room is slightly off.
Like, yes. Oh, yeah. And I think it's also, like, that's the most, like, sorrow room, I feel
of
like.
Of course.
Yeah. So I feel like there's a lot of, like, sad energy or like some weird energy there.
Yeah.
Maybe anger even. So I don't know, but like
I never thought about like the anger and resentment that would be like
from grieving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, I'm working nights and she's like stopping by or like driving by and she's like, hey, were you in the family room right now? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was in the parking lot staring at the back of the building.
No. You can tell the rest.
No, you tell the rest.
Okay, so she's like, she's like, were you in the family room? And I was not. And I'm like, I get all sweaty. And I'm like, what do you mean? There's nobody else here but me.
And she was the only one there.
And you were like in the parking lot over there, where the window is.
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, were you just poking your head out of like the family room window? And she was like, shut the fuck up. You're just trying to scare me.
Yeah, it took me a minute to like believe her. Because I was just like, no, you're trying to scare me. Like, but inside.
Because she knew that I was coming. She was dropping by to just like say hi. Because she was by herself. And so I had texted her like, I'm on my way. And
I was still inside, like, the closed room.
Yeah. So.
And I was, like, I was nervous, but I was like, no, she's trying to scare me. But, again, that feeling that I get in that room, it still was giving me, like, ooh, I don't want to go by there. So I, like, ran and grabbed my purse from the outside of the room because I was like, this is a locked room. Like, I know if it's a ghost, that
they're not going to go for your purse.
Yeah. And it can come through the wall or through the door, through the wall. But I'm like, it's a locked room. I'll be safe in here with it.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard a lot of other people who told me that just the chapel, which is connected to the family room. Like,
yeah.
You don't like being in there a lot. I actually don't have a problem being in there. The only time I do is when you're, like, closing or opening, and it's just, like, pitch black in there.
Go ahead. No, we just...
What?
Okay.
Now you're creeping me out.
Well, we have headphones on, so we're all listening to ourselves right now, but did you hear that? Like, in the middle of you talking, there was, like, a growl or something in the that picked up.
No.
Okay. Because we both looked at me and changed off.
I thought you were looking at each other, like...
Yeah, okay.
You guys are such wimps. It's all in your head. I really think it's just, like, psychological.
Absolutely, it is. Like, Rose, your very first episode was the ghost one, right?
Yes.
And Rocket was talking about, like, oh, I'm just creeped out. I go into my home, I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
It's like I scare myself.
Even when I listen to, like, the podcasts that are spooky, and I know that that's not a scary story, and then, like, there's a creak, and I have two fat cats who run past me. I'm like, oh my god, something's in here. And then, no, like, you have two really fat animals.
Just moving around.
Constantly moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
but I'm with you. I will be freaked out by the end of this.
But that's how I feel when I play the Ouija board. I'm just, like, nervous the whole time, and I'm, like, anticipating the worst, so I'm just completely immersed in fear.
I haven't tried one of those.
Okay, I just tried it for the first time like a couple weeks ago. We actually tried to record it because we wanted to, like, you know, see if anything happened. Nothing really happened, but like,
did it move at all?
I was nervous to do it, and then she was like making fun of me. Chainsaw was, as usual. And then she's the one that ended up getting scared.
Yeah, I was terrified. For some reason, I was just like, I think it goes back to, like, again, my dad putting it in my head that, like, that's the one thing you don't do. And then it's always, like, But what if a demonic like
spirit follows you for the rest of your life?
Or, what if I turn into Reagan?
Oh my gosh.
And start vomiting.
That's my absolute favorite. I've seen it way too many times.
But you know, like I have that weird feeling. So yeah. I still get nervous because I'm like, oh, testing my luck again.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I always wanted a Ouija board, and my mom was like, no, not until you're 10. So I'm 10. Oh, not until you're 11. Not until you're 12. So I never got one until many, many years later. And I had a couple incidents and they weren't that weird, but the main one was really, really weird and like still connects to everything I deal with today. So I had a high school boyfriend, and he had it wasn't really his stepdad, but there was somebody who was really like a father figure to him who had recently passed.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey, I want to get a Ouija board. Let's do this. I want to talk to him. He was grieving.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Just the rule is we don't play it in the house. That's what my parents always said. So we're in the backyard. Nothing was happening. And he was like, well, it's getting kind of cold. Can we please go inside? I was like, yeah, sure, but you're not playing in my room. We're playing in my room.
So
we get into his room and it starts moving. And I know I'm not doing it. And I'm just like, oh, it's him.
Of course.
Like, no, I'm not doing it. And it's starting to spell things. I'm like, no, this is a way that he's grieving. He doesn't know he's moving it.
Yeah.
And he starts doing this pattern.
Uh-huh.
And it's M-A-M-B-N. So it's going to the end of the board, M-A, and then to the second letter, N, and then B, and then N. So what we call it is Mambin. Not really clever, but that's what it spells out back and forth.
Yeah.
And then it starts, saying really horrible things.
Like
it's
what?
Cursing at me. Can I say
it? Yes.
Of course.
It's saying bitch. It's saying cunt. It's saying fuck you. And I'm like,
how fast was it going?
Pretty fast.
Really?
Really? And you guys both kept your fingers.
Yeah.
And I was like, were you guys staring at each other? What?
And I'm telling him, this isn't funny. He said, I'm not doing this. And it starts, trying to make it known that it's directed at me.
What?
I start crying. Well, it's spelling my initials. I outright start crying.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I'm telling him, you have to stop. This isn't funny.
Yeah.
And he's swearing up and down it's not him. We say goodbye, we leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
And I have a lot of really weird experiences, but anytime we've had another board, mm-hmm. that pops up to the point that my family and I, or my brothers and I who dealt with this, we call it Mambin.
Yeah.
And we are terrified of it to the point that my middle brother will not speak its name. And again, it's not a name, it's a pattern.
Just letters,
So we used to have these things called ghost nights, and we'd go to my oldest brother's apartment, we'd invite people over, we'd make a Ouija board, and we'd all do it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be on the board. And it would spell out. Okay.
And I have
conflicting ideas about the paranormal because it's been so many years. I don't know if I believe it. But certain things like that I can't dismiss. We were not on the board at all.
And
we were
in my brother's
apartment. And these people who didn't know our story were playing a drawn board. We didn't have a board.
Oh my gosh. We used to draw them too,
It would do the pattern. It's terrifying. Because these people don't know that.
Yeah.
And it's been, I've had people who can read cards and who know about this stuff. And due to my other stories, if I get to tell you, you'll kind of realize
deep today.
It's a spirit that hates me but doesn't want people around.
A man or a woman.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I've been told it's a man. But then I've had another friend who recently didn't know anything about it. And she was like, it was her sister. And she's like, you need to tell that there's an old woman who follows her. And great, there's more.
That's crazy.
So,
always an old woman.
Playing with them. But I'm always tempted to again.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because you just have to know, is it going to do it again?
Yeah.
Was this awesome, crazy, long, drawn-out thing in my head?
It has to be, right? Because that's so unbelievable.
But if you have, you have witnesses. It's not just you.
It's happened to almost every story.
So
that is so crazy.
Yeah. Well, tell us some more. I'm glad, actually, that we brought this subject up again because I did, after our first episode, I guess, nerves.
You realize how much you forget.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had these stories that were
But then it just, So that's interesting, too, that you say that. It kind of, attached. So my dad, I mentioned him the first one. My dad is the paranormal guy.
He has, a Guadalupe or something, right?
Like,
what is that?
faith healer.
Oh.
Like, basically.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's like a Reiki master.
Oh. Okay, go on.
Anyway, so he used to play with a Ouija board after his dad died. His dad died when he was really young. And that's how he felt like he was going to be able to, like, contact his dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little boy, and he was talking to, like, I guess a baby-ish, mm-hmm. or, like, somebody that he still had to carry,
mm-hmm.
and another person. But he would, like, sleepwalk and, like, rock this baby to sleep, mm-hmm. and stuff. And, like, oh, I get chills to
this.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
And, like, he would talk to these people and stuff. And so my grandmother knew something was up, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm trying to... Or she, like, I think she found out and, like, got rid of the board, whatever. He still continued to play because he wanted to play. And she kept telling him, like, do not play with this. Like, this is bad. He kept playing with it to the point that, like, his dad, I'm using quotation marks,
uh-huh.
basically came through the board and told him, like, stop. That was me. I inhaled.
Oh, we're hearing noises again.
I'm a fat person. But, yeah, so he, like... Apparently, like, the board was telling him, like, this is your father and you need to stop. Like, you're letting Whoa. Things in.
Really?
Yeah. And so he did. So my dad, like, stopped playing with it. But my dad has these spirits that are, like, attached to him.
Yeah.
Like, there's always paranormal that follows him.
Yeah.
So there was, like, this woman. Well, we'll get into more mm-hmm. stories, but, like, he was the one who, again, always tells me, like, don't play with the Ouija board.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like you do kind of attract
them. Yeah. And it's funny that you mentioned about the being attracted. You know, my dad's family mm-hmm. has a lot of stories. And in particular, something that attaches to the youngest of every generation, including his youngest brother, his brother's youngest son. And guess who's the youngest in my family?
You.
No joke. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of really weird experiences.
That's so
and,
crazy.
You know, when my dad was still alive, he had kind of been like, yeah, sorry about that, but that's a thing we deal
yeah.
with.
Oh
Welcome
gosh.
To the family, like, young dude. She could have either skipped me and I didn't have to deal with this, or I just have another kid. Just
right.
have another one.
Pass it to that one.
Oh my gosh.
That's so interesting.
I don't have as interesting stories as y'all.
Whatever, the stories you've told were creepy.
Yeah. So this time I'm not actually getting creeped out. I feel more, like, comfortable
really?
At home. Maybe it's the building. Just get a little at peace here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I, like, last time, like, yes, I was being a little, like, shit, like, piece of crap, scared little tiny baby child.
And it was not a hard word. You felt some fear.
But I was being a little P word. I don't want to say it. But yeah, this time I'm not. And even thinking about, like, some of my stories from last time, I'm just like, why was I being such a, like, a scaredy cat about that?
No, I'm the same way. It doesn't matter what story. It doesn't matter if it's one or all of them. If I tell one of my stories the rest of the night, I'm like, oh,
like, freaked out.
Why did I talk about it?
Yeah, it's always when I talk about it that I'm like I start getting goosebumps. I think it's just because, like, I remember. And
yeah.
then I'm like, ooh.
And then you're like, ooh.
Fear.
Chills.
Yeah. But that's why my middle brother won't talk about it. It is really hard to get him to open up and just remember with me.
That is really weird. Is it how many, like, family members or brothers and sisters?
Oldest brother, middle brother, me.
You have three. I have three.
Mm-hmm.
My middle sister also was the same way. Like, she did not want to see anything. She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't want to believe anything. Like, but we have a little girl spirit that, like, follows our family and has always followed our family since we were kids. The weird thing about this spirit girl is that she's actually, like, grown with us. Like, when I was a little girl, she was a little girl. Like, it was, like, a little spirit girl that, like, they thought that, like, I was running into closets, but it was actually this little girl.
What?
Yeah, and so, like, we had a two-story house, and we had a nanny. And, like, apparently this nanny claimed that she was, like, a white witch. And that she was, like, connected to us for some reason. And so, anyway, she used to say that, like,
she's real? The nanny's real?
Yeah, the nanny's
okay.
real.
she's
this real woman, but okay. she, like, claimed that she was a white witch. My parents are just like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, why not?
Oh, my God.
You can watch our child. And so then,
funny.
Yeah. And so they always used to think that little girl was me running into the closet, right?
Yeah.
My mom said that I would stand at the bottom of the stairs and, like, talk to something at the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, someone would stand in front of me, and I would, like, move my head so I could look around them and continue talking.
That's crazy.
But then
that are creepy or like they're seeing like there's something about
there's something
like,
weird.
Like a child is seeing something that's so much worse.
That's not
than,
there.
Like, me experience it myself. Like, yeah.
What can I not see that you can?
Yeah.
But then so like this little spirit like continued to follow us. We moved houses. We moved like I don't even know where we lived. Whatever. Like we moved. I was still little. And the spirit continued to follow our family. So everyone in my immediate family has seen her. Like my dad, my mom, both my sisters, and myself.
And what about your nephew?
And my nephew. Yeah, my nephews and nieces have seen all kinds of crazy shit too. We'll get into that too. Like, so this little girl like attaches herself. And then the other weird part is that she kind of looks like us. So not only is she growing with us, but she kind of looks like us.
Did your mom have like a miscarriage?
Did you have like a twin?
Or did you have a twin?
So my mom did have a miscarriage, but it was a boy and it was the first one.
Oh, okay.
So that's the weird part, right? But like she's always there and she'll just like sit there and like we used to have a table at the front when you walk in and then there's like the kitchen on the right. Mm-hmm. And my mom would like sit at the kitchen like doing stuff like fucking food prep, whatever.
Food prep?
Yeah, always making food. And so this little girl would like sit at the table in the front and like just put her like little hands and just watch my mom. Or she'd like run by and like you feel her and stuff. Like,
do you still see her?
No, I haven't seen her. I only saw her once. Like, and actually the first episode, my sister listened to the episode and she was like, I can't believe you didn't tell the story about the little girl.
Oh my gosh.
So this one's for you. The little girl, the first time I saw her, I was playing N64 on a bunk bed.
You're dating yourself there.
It was the best. We were playing, I think, Mario Party and my sister was kicking my ass. So I was pissed. I was like, I'm like throwing a little fit. So I like got off the top bunk, went downstairs. So I was like, I'm going to go get food because food apparently makes me feel better. Still does.
Still so, true. Yes.
Pepper. Yes. Just call me Heffany. With Heffany and Rocket.
Oh my gosh. Does not even have a ring.
I know. But anyway, so I go to the kitchen, I go down the hall, and down the hall we have a bathroom. In this bathroom, we always used to, like, wait until someone would walk down the hall, and then we'd scare them. Like, that was just what me and my sister would do to each other. We'd try to scare each other. So I went to the kitchen, I'm looking in the fridge, and I see someone, like, staring at me, like that feeling you get. Mm-hmm. So I turn around, and in the hallway, I see, like, what I thought was my sister run into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was like, she's trying to scare me. This bitch. So I walk to the rest, like I walk to the hallway, I go into the restroom and I like pop the door open and I'm like, I know you're in here. And there was nobody in there. Like I legitimately saw her and like
how clear, like
it looked like a
physical, like another like
it,
person,
like and it looked like my sister. It looked like my sister,
but like
running it, like it looked like a little girl that looked like my sister,
not see-through or anything.
No,
like a solid being. Like,
yeah, and it was terrifying because I got like I was all like, "What? Like she's not in here?" Like I checked the fucking drawers, like the shower. Like I was like, she was gonna be in a fucking drawer,
right?
And so I go into the room all panic because we were home alone, and so I go into the room all panicked. I'm like, "Were you in the bathroom?" And she was like, "No." And of course, her being the middle sister that didn't want to see anything. And she's a weenie. She was like, oh my God. And like, but even her, who not denies all this, but like doesn't care for it, has seen shit. And it always revolves around my parents' home that they live in now.
Oh, that's crazy. How many people have lived there before them? Do you know?
I don't know. Actually, I think only one other person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Related or not?
No.
Oh, okay.
And no like death or anything.
Nothing weird?
No.
Huh.
But I think it's attached to my dad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Something.
Did he see stuff as a kid?
Yeah, so not so much as a kid. Like I don't remember, but up. Like growing up, like he has all kinds of crazy stories.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some that like have followed him too. Like there's one where like he told me he was coming home and he used to like work late or whatever. And so he'd come home and he'd see this woman that looked, have you guys ever read about the brown lady?
No. What's that?
It's the brown lady and she's found in like, somewhere in the fucking UK, I think. And she
Now I'm getting the chills. Now I'm like, ooh, brown lady.
But she just roams like these stairs, and like she just basically the way she looks though is just long hair, looks like she's wearing a dress, but she's hovering. She doesn't have like you can't see her feet, and she's always like calling you towards her. And what? So anyway, this like that's basically what my dad saw. Like he would get home, and like my grandma and like my parents lived in Mexico, and the way it was, it's like a barrio. Like the street was just. There was a lot in front of their house. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so my dad would get home and he would see this lady and she was always like calling him.
Like, was she in front of like a house or like
no, she was like in the middle of the street, like walking towards him, road. But like floating. Yeah, and so he would
not like that.
Yeah, and so he would always run in. But then he was like, I'm gonna tell my brother-in-law, his sister's obviously, right? Yeah. His brother. Yeah. So he was like let's go in the car and like wait all night and like wait for her to come. So they did. They went into the car, they parked it, and they just like not slept there, but they were up all night in the car waiting to see her. Never showed up, right? My dad never saw her again. Then he marries my mom years later. Uh-huh. They come back from their honeymoon. They bought a house. They're like fixing up the house. And my mom tells him, can you close the window? There's a lot of wind coming in. And he's like, okay. So my dad goes, I always get so
fucked. Like, I have the chills right now.
I know. So he like goes to the window to close it.
Fucking.
Yes, dude. But the window wasn't even open. And she was like standing outside the window, like still.
Whoa, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm
doing
that.
See y'all tomorrow.
Fuck
that. Oh my God. Yeah.
Dude, my dad is like the creepiest. Like creepy shit happens to him all the time, and I think he just cursed our family.
Wait, aren't you kind of like, why doesn't anything happen to me?
Yeah, like, I get bummed out. I'm like, yeah. Ugh.
And then it happens, and
you're like, yeah. And then I'm such a weenie.
Yeah,
I
want this. The thing that follows my family, we assume it's from my dad's side, has always just been a black figure. And
yeah, at least ours was white. Like, little girls didn't bother like us.
What people call a shadow person. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it's solid, but it doesn't completely look see through. Like
how long has it followed?
At least since he was young and growing up, because his youngest brother would have multiple, I guess, occurrences with this thing. Mm-hmm. And they were also from Mexico, and they lived in between me and a border town, and I guess the Corpus area, they were really...
Yeah, you're a border town.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah. So my Uncle Robert had a lot of stories where this black figure would pop out in front of his horse and spook him to the point that he would fall off. And my family would see this thing and chase it into the woods, but never find it. And then another day, there's this black thing that pops up. And there's just one story that bothers me to this day. So, you know, they were a poor family, and they all had, like, a really small house, and all the children shared one room. Oh. And there's, like, 7, 9 of them. I can count, but it's somewhere between there. And
typically.
They woke up to the sound of struggling. And my dad says he woke up to see his youngest brother, Robert. Somebody had him. Like he was in the air, like, shaking him. Oh, so my dad jumps from the bed. He was the oldest. Jumps and starts wailing on this thing that he realized.
It's just seeing shadows on that. Oh, and it like, gave me the
I won't move my head.
It looked like he was jumping into rocket.
I'm done. Evil spirits are coming at me. I'm not even saying stuff tonight.
I'm sorry. Continue.
No, okay. So, yeah, he realizes his punches are just going through. It's not hitting anything.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, he says that it just felt like
he was punching air.
Like
air.
Nothing. That he was punching around an area that made Robert be lifted in the air. So he reaches for the light, and bam, Robert hits the ground.
Oh my gosh. He getting strangled or just lifted?
You know, I think he was saying he like had him either by the neck or by the shoulder. Oh, so I really don't remember if he's being strangled or lifted. Wow. But this was a story my dad told all the time. Yeah. It never changed.
Because he knew it.
Yeah. And then I think it was Robert's son. I can't remember. Maybe there was a lot of them. But then one of my cousins, who was also the youngest, dealt with a shadow figure that harassed him. And actually his life has just completely gone to hell. And the family blames it on that. You know, they're Puerto Mexicano and like spiritual. And that's just how things are. And of course the spirit world would ruin your life. But have they ever like done anything? Everything I've seen has been a shadow figure. Have they done what?
Have they ever done anything to make it like go away or try to get it to like detach?
So again, because the family, everybody knew this thing followed Robert. Everybody knew. So they went to a curandero. Mm-hmm. And like we said, it was like a spiritual faith healer in the Mexican culture. And, you know, I'm sure you heard a lot. They did like the evil eye when you brought the egg out of the head.
Well, threw it away far from the house.
Yeah, there was one story that they told my dad, take this egg and throw it out the window of a moving truck in this area. If it bounces, he's been cursed. Eggs don't bounce, right?
Yeah, no.
This one did.
Shut the fuck
he
up.
He said he threw it. And my dad used to tell the story all the time. You ask my like aunts and uncles, they're like, yeah, he told you that story and we're going to back it up. Of course that happened. That he threw an egg out of a moving truck and it bounced. So of course he comes out and he's like, oh, she gave me like a hard-boiled egg or she gave me a ball. He cracked it. It's an egg.
With the yolk, like, it's still intact.
Just, like,
intact.
An oozy-goozy, like...
Yeah, we found it intact. He saw it bounce. Went to pick up... He cracked an egg on the floor and cooking it.
Yes!
You can't throw that out of a window.
I picked an egg out of the carpet. Like, it just... fucking rocket.
Why do you have an egg on the carpet?
What?
Why are you picking up
that's
eggs?
Where off you, the I said out of the carton.
Oh, I
said
carton. Why do you keep your eggs on carpet?
Okay, Chainsaw, you've been to my house. You know, I don't even have carpet and I don't like eggs. I wouldn't just be having them out on my floor on display. Like, but, anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. You got me on track.
No, but that's terrifying. Like, because the whole, in like, our culture, the egg is what, like, where the energy goes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to do a cleansing with an egg.
Yeah, like all the bad stuff goes into
it. And that's why you take it far away from you.
That's interesting. Okay, but I know a little bit about stuff like that because I think me and Single Shot have mentioned this before, but one of our immediate family members, mm-hmm. I won't say who, I don't know if he listens to this or not, but when he was little, like, his mother used to think that he had evil spirits and like that they were just following him and like mm-hmm. she took him to, I guess, witch doctors, if you want to call them that. And like, I feel bad for him because nowadays he's so terrified of everything spiritual or paranormal or like anything.
What did they do to him?
They would like beat him with dead chickens. They would like cut.
What kind of person is he going to?
Girl, I don't know.
Like something.
But they would.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
they're like cursing him more?
They would literally cut the heads off of these chickens.
What?
In front of him. Make him stand naked in a circle like that they drew on the floor or they had candles or something.
That is
and they
not.
Would beat him with the dead chickens.
That
get
literally
whatever.
Sounds like they're cursing him.
And now like he's super terrified of everything, like anything relating with death or afterlife or like ghosts, paranormal, like he hates all of it. Like he's super
do you blame him?
But
no, I don't
know. And again, I'm not an expert, but I thought I've read that they did use chickens kind of the way we use eggs.
So,
like,
yeah,
don't
like
eat children with chickens. Don't do that to
your
children.
You should, like, scarred for life for that.
I think it's, like, a similar, like, they use it to take things out.
I don't even like touching raw chicken meat. Like, I don't like fucking dead chicken head.
Like, don't fucking whack me with a
dead
chicken. I will.
Yeah.
Ugh. But, yeah, so they did that stuff to him. And then, also, like, his mother, like, she used to be really my grandma. Oh, shit, I just gave away who it was. Oh, well. But this lady, she used to, like, put these powders on, like, pictures, and she would do it on pictures of my mom, like, when things are going bad. My mom used to always just feel like that, like, she
it's
didn't
like, a
like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, she would go to the house, and there would be, like, these little powders, and I always wondered, like, if she practiced witchcraft or, like, if she was, like, super into that and didn't tell us. If it was witchcraft, if it was religious, mm-hmm. if it was cultural, like, I didn't know, and I always wanted to know, but, I mean...
Well, I think a lot of that, like, for me, again, is what causes me to question things, is how much of this is just superstition passed down.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like now, because I feel like we did see so much growing up, but like now as an adult, I don't really experience much or anything really. So I have these like I'm more doubtful nowadays.
Yeah. The same way I experienced so much and was just no, these are real. There's no other option, and I haven't really experienced anything in many years. And I'm thinking that wasn't real. There's just no way it's getting into your own head and scaring yourself.
How does a whole family,
But I really can't discredit or dismiss the things I've actually been through.
But then, okay, so I think about that too, how does a whole family have this story and they all share similar experiences? Mm-hmm. But have y'all ever played the telephone game?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think of it like folklore, they're just passing down these stories, and then they're getting twisted and turned around as they go from generation to generation, and that's how you think, everyone saw the same thing, but they had
it's deep down in your memory.
Yeah, different stories, it's a little bit different. I feel like when we're kids, that's how it starts, and then as we become adults we are now, we're kind of well, maybe not, I don't know.
But see, that's the other part that, makes me think, but what if we're just more vulnerable?
When we're children?
Because that's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
We don't have the mindset to be so closed off, or we haven't, children aren't smart,
their minds are not that busy. They're not worried and stressed and anxiety and all of these
it's open and they can
but then there's a lot of adults who say they see these things too.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know. I wouldn't say those people are completely open minded. Different types of people see those things.
True.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if it just stops at a certain age.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so going a little bit more into the magic or the Santeria, like you said, stuff like this. Have y'all ever messed with it or believed in it, witchcraft of any kind?
I wanted to be a curandera much when I was young because I knew they were in the family. Mm-hmm. When I was having a lot of experiences, my family actually took me to a curandera to cleanse me.
Oh my gosh.
They always believed everything I went through, which I was really lucky that they weren't telling me, no, you're insane. Other mental health issues, and never was it oh, it's kind of bad. It was always, yes, we believe you. So they've taken me to priests and have me blessed. And there was basically a curandera in our family. So they brought me to her. Mm-hmm. She put a white sheet on me and she brushed me with the broom. We were they brush you with the broom and the sign of the cross.
To make
it's always
why the broom? Why the broom?
I don't know. I think it's the sweeping away of something.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Thing.
So with the broom being brought up, there's this weird tradition or saying or whatever that if you have, if you're having company over, you put a broom by the door. If you want them to leave, you turn the broom upside down. It's supposed to brush them away.
Oh. Subconsciously, call them to leave, or supernaturally, I guess.
Yeah, it would be more
sends that out into the universe to get the hell out.
Yeah, although, if someone's just slowly walks to the front door and turns a broom, I'd be okay,
I guess I should get out of here.
Are you going to paint a sweep? Or I guess I'll go.
So brooms are common across more than one culture in the sense of supernatural or paranormal things. Because I know in the African American culture, they're strong believers of I hope I'm right on this, but if you brush your feet, get swept with a broom, then you're gonna have bad luck and not get married.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay. I was hoping I didn't get that wrong. But I wanna know what does that mean? Is that a supernatural paranormal thing too?
I think it's the same thing of the sweeping. You were sweeping something.
Bad feelings or bad thoughts or
All religions kind of are similar stories. It's going back to the folklore of stories being passed down. But they're all similar. They just have different
little twists and turns that change because the telephone game, as things go along they get a little bit skewed, the stories or whatever. Admittedly, Single Shot's unfortunately not here to tell this story with me, but we did dabble in witchcraft a little bit, when we were in high school.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what little girl in high school?
Didn't.
I had all the books and everything, and my mom was like, sure.
Which, by the way, three ladies in a room, that does make a coven.
A coven? Right now, we are hosting one.
Let's do a
sale. Podcast, coven, we do it all.
Continue, you were saying.
Oh, okay. So, in high school, we got really into it, and we're band nerds. We were in band.
Nerd.
Very much enjoyed it. I did love it. We both played the French horn. And
the sexiest form.
And so yeah, there was a girl, and like, you know, like you have like little leaders in high school, like rank leader or whatever you want to call it. And so she became one, and like nobody really felt like she deserved it or should be it. So we were like, screw this, like let's curse that bitch. Yeah. And so we pulled out our little book one night. We looked up a spell, and like we got the candles and everything, and then so basically it was a spell to make her injure herself, or like make her
You don't even play.
Yeah, no, like just okay, like
it was like
find to, her or whatever.
Yeah. Let her get.
But it was also to make her like lose her power, so she was in a position, quote unquote, of power, and we didn't want her to have that, and we wanted her to suffer while not having it.
Right,
so I'm not even joking, like the next fucking day, like we went into rehearsal in the morning.
But wait, what kind of spell did you do? And what did you like, what was, how did you find this spell?
In a little, like, witchcraft spell book.
What were the ingredients?
What were, like, what did you do?
Candles.
It was just a black candle, and then we had to, like, I know we had
like
to
something
do something.
Of hers.
No, we didn't even have to do that. It was just, like, a mind thing. Like, you have to, like, think about the thing you hate and then do something to your body. Like, I don't remember if it was, like, something in our mouth. Like, okay, that, no, not, okay, that sounds awful. Or, like, our hair or something. Yeah. I don't remember. But we had to do that in order to, like, seal it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the next day, and shit you not, this is marching band, okay? Like, shit goes wrong in fucking marching band. Like, people have died. And so we were at rehearsal.
Intense nerds.
And we
were in a marching band.
And we practiced on, like, a blacktop. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what happened, but it was, like, a domino effect. Someone hit someone, and then all these people fell in the middle of rehearsal, and she fucking, like, fucked her knee up so bad, and then she was out for the whole school year, and, like, she had, like, permanent, like, serious damage to her body.
Did you, like, feel
No, I'm not even gonna lie, like, we both looked at each other, and we were like, fuck yeah, like, on the fucking field, and I was like, dude, that is so fucking weird, and, like, for the, like, we still, like, to this day are, like,
Did you try that again?
We tried other spells because we were like, the same one's not going to work twice. Like,
we have the power!
Well, we were more like, we have to see if this really works, like, by doing something totally different.
Did you write your black book of, like, the spells that worked?
Yeah. No. Actually, I know we had it in a journal somewhere, but I don't think we have it anymore. But, yeah. Sorry, I got freaked out. So we tried other spells, nothing ever worked. Like, we tried spells to make us, like, wealthy and famous and stuff like that, because we were losers, and, none of that shit worked, but...
So how do you feel about, like, the... things always come back to you in threefolds, or, like, things always come back to you worse?
Okay, like, so now that I'm older, and, like, I've not had, like, the best life in the world, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I struggled or anything, but, like, I've had shitty fucking luck my whole entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, things just don't go my way, and, like, it'll go so far out, like, things are looking so great, it's been such a long time, and then, boom, like, brick wall, like, everything just comes fucking crashing down on me. And so I always think back, and I'm like, I fucking cursed that girl in fucking high school, and this is why my life sucks.
Do, like, you, like, really believe that?
I kind of do, because I'm a little bit dramatic, if y'all have not guessed or figured that out by now. But yeah, yeah, like, part of me...
Your ankle touched a chair, and you...
Right.
Oh, wasn't that connected?
30 minutes later,
my life alert, I need it.
Ladies, what did I tell you?
But yeah, and so, I mean, I still, like, I... Okay, like, watching Harry Potter and shit like that, I am a nerd, a huge nerd, okay?
I almost wore a Harry Potter shirt today.
Aw, so you should have. But yeah, like, watching stuff like that, it makes me, like, sad, because I'm like, that shit isn't real. Like, why can't I just be a witch or a wizard and, like, fucking live in this imaginary kingdom? Like, I had one thing besides aliens, obviously, that, like, could just be totally real, it would be magic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I agree.
I feel like I would kind of be like an evil queen,
yes,
because I always imagine, like, oh, if I was magical, like, I could just blow this fucking car off the road because they're driving too slow or didn't use their blinker. Like,
plus you have the Queen of Heart eyebrows anyway.
Yeah, I do.
No, so I'm into it. Whenever, you know, your friends are like, oh, what superpower would you have? Or, like, mine is always, like, how to hurt people.
Yes.
Destroy the universe.
Like, loved and feared.
Yes. Like, and have just telekinetic shit. That's all I want, really. Like, That's my source of magic.
Deep down, we're all really bad people in this room, so.
Yeah,
seriously. We want powers to prove it.
But, yeah, okay. Have you dabbled in magic, though?
When I was a kid, like, again, I was way into, like, the whole witchcraft and, like, magic and, like, whatever. So me and my little friend, who I am actually gonna, we used to call her Roach. So
Roach?
Yeah, so her and I were, like, little girls, and we would try and do spells, but her uncle was way into black magic. Like, his whole room was black, like, everything was, like, black. And we also used to steal roaches from him, so that's...
Oh, my gosh.
And her last name. Anyway, we stole one of his, like, black books, and, like, we would try and put, like, do spells. And that's actually how we learned to do the Ouija boards mm-hmm. on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we do, like, a lot of crystal things and, like... we just tried different spells and stuff, which is actually probably why I'm still into, like, herbs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm mixing potions. But, so one of the things that we did was we tried to, what is it, like, voodoo doll? We tried to make a voodoo doll of somebody, but this girl that we made the voodoo doll on, like, volunteered. Like, she's like, oh yeah, try it on me. Like, gave us a piece of her hair, and, like, we did this spell, and, like...
Did it work?
I want to say that it worked, but I'm such a, like, a disbeliever now.
Sure.
But, like,
okay.
So we made this doll and we, like, cursed her, whatever.
What specific curse did you want
to
put
on? We did, like, a spell to just turn, like, to have this voodoo doll. Like, we had a little voodoo doll that we made and with, like, her clothes, her, yeah, to see if it would work.
Oh my God.
And so we had it in class, and she used to sit, so it was, like, lines of rows.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sat in the first row, like, on the right side, and we both sat on the third row on the left side. And so she couldn't really see us, and we were, like, fucking with the doll. And, like, she looked like she was, like, getting queasy and stuff, because we kept poking the stomach and stuff.
Oh,
and so, like,
gosh.
It would do things like that, or we'd, like, pull her hair, and she'd be like, eh. But again, like, I am in such disbelief.
Like, just think, like,
I'm just like, she was fucking with us.
Or it was,
like,
in your head.
How
would she be
head.
Fucking with you, though?
I don't know.
She wouldn't.
I don't know. It seems so dumb. And, like, you know, typical little kids, we do the, like, light as a feather, stiff as a
bone. Yeah,
we
got
so much trouble in elementary school.
Yeah, like,
we all got talked to by the principal because one girl had taken it too far, and she's like, I've been seeing a man. So, yeah, like, there were six of us girls in elementary school who were taken to the principal's office, and they're like, you don't know what you're messing with. She's seeing a man. And it was like,
what?
You're stupid.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This doesn't work. There's, like, 30 of us around one girl. So
yeah,
it's easy
of
to
course
lift.
That's going
to
happen.
And you're
exactly.
Targeting, like, the wrong people. Target her, who's taking things too far.
Who's probably,
and,
like...
I guess
okay.
She really targeted the problem was all of us who was making her think this.
I remember
just being really angry, like, this isn't my fault. We're just playing a game. And
yeah,
she's
being dramatic.
Being
crazy
yeah.
And, like, taking it too far.
Yeah. That is, but I feel like we all wanted to be witches, though. Like, every little girl wants to be a witch, and I think we grow up and
or
we're
a princess, and I wanted to be a witch.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wanted to be a witch.
Yeah,
I was the evil witch.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel, especially, like, nowadays, like, that culture's coming back of, like, everyone wants to be witchy.
Everybody has to dress the part, but, like...
But just, like...
I want to be a
yeah.
Black punk queen all my life.
Oh,
I want to live that middle school dream forever.
I do. Like, and I think everyone's going to hate me because everyone hates the craft.
Everybody does.
The craft
was my Bible.
Yes.
Oh,
like, I wanted... I was like, I'm going to find my three other witches.
Is there a movie?
You've never seen The Craft.
The Powers of the North.
No.
Yes.
Little known fact.
Oh, you're sorry. You're sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I need you to
watch
it.
I honestly, like, I didn't watch a lot of movies. Like,
or, like, Teen Witch.
Yeah.
I love witch movies. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I watched The Craft.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
It's ridiculous.
It's so awful.
It's really fun to go back and watch and be like, oh, I felt so much.
I felt, yeah.
Why can't I feel anything anymore?
I mean, no, I laugh at myself for liking that movie.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That was my
dream.
I did watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I was super envious of her.
Yes! I wanted a closet that could just teleport me places. And,
like, a lot of things will never happen.
I know.
I know.
Bullshit. Why couldn't I be a witch? Or magic powers?
Yeah, I think it's stupid when people, like, want to dress the part and shit. Like, for what? Like, you just are following a trend. Like, you don't even have any connection to this other than you think the look is hot. Like,
hey,
if it is, I mean, I'm super envious of your pink hair, by the way. Oh,
thank you.
I'm like, I wish I could dye my hair some crazy color, but
corporate wigs totally exist.
I know, yeah. You're right. They do.
It's true.
I'm just too lazy to have to put one on every day.
Yeah, I've also.
That's why I need magic.
Truly damaged my hair. So don't see what I did.
In the craft, she can change her hair color and her eye color. See, and then she transforms into another being through magic. Awesome.
Like Tonks. I would want to be Tonks in Harry Potter because she can change.
Exactly what I wanted to
be. What is she called?
Invisibility cloak.
Yes.
Now say it backwards.
That was so hard.
Yeah, I know. I just want everything magical to exist.
But I do have one more story that I have to tell you.
Okay, go for it.
Because I feel like going back to, like, kids being weird and fucked up in the head and, like, probably all being Damien's. So one of the weirdest, most recent stories that we had was my niece. Like, she was with my dad, and she kept saying, like, first, I guess there's two. So there was one where she was, like, talking to my dad, and she just, like, stopped and, like, went white and, like, blank. And he was like, what's wrong? And she's like, the lady behind you is angry and she's making those kids sad. And so he was like, my dad turned around and was like, go away, lady. Like, you're not welcome here. Go away. And turned back. And like, my niece was still like
pale.
And she like called him down and like whispered in his ear, like, she's laughing at you. And so then, yeah. And so my dad like had to like pray or like do his little whatever. And like, she left. But then, like, now there's this man that, like, walks out of the garage that, like, everyone sees. And, like, my parents are so nonchalant. They're like, oh, yeah, the man that walks out of the garage, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome and crazy and weird and awesome and fun and scary.
And then, okay, I'm gonna stop. It's just, I can't stop because all these stories just, like,
I have a ton. If you all have 3 more hours, I'll tell you all of them.
If we are here for 3 more hours, we're going to have to do a witch ceremony.
Right? That'll be the closing.
Don't even test me. I'm gonna do all of them.
Just pull out candles and shit. A cauldron.
What is the Midnight Man?
So, okay, tell me.
Okay, I don't remember the exact, like, details on how they do it, but they're, like, paranormal tests your games to see if you can, like,
kind of like the Ouija board?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like our Bloody Mary?
Yeah, the only one I can think of, like, with the best example right now is the elevator game. And it's just you getting in an elevator, you're going through a specific floor to, like, it's a pattern.
The 13th floor that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it has to be at least 10 floors. You go, like, 1 to 4 to 3 to 10, and you're just doing some kind of pattern. And supposedly when you get to a certain floor, it's supposed to be, like, another world.
Or really? 13th floor.
Like a sphere that doesn't exist.
Like a sphere.
Yeah, like a sphere. Like
and how do you get there?
A woman is supposed to come in to the elevator with you. You're not supposed to acknowledge her. And she's going to talk to you, but you can't look at her. And eventually she'll walk out. Then you have to do it all backwards and get back to your world. It's ridiculous. Okay, like this didn't exist a long time ago. It needed elevators to become a thing.
Yeah.
But there are like fun challenges and games like that that you can find on the internet, and I've been desperately wanting to do one because what's more fun than being terrified with your friends?
Yes.
You know, there's no real imminent danger.
Yeah.
So
we should totally
do it. If you want to do that, we can pull it up on our phones
and do it. I just remember Bloody Mary. But do you guys remember?
That creeped me out so much.
Me too.
Yes, I hated doing it. I hated it.
I still don't like going to the bathrooms at night.
Exactly. But okay, so did you guys ever see that prank that they pulled on the elevator? Where, okay, so they would go into the elevator and then like the ring chick would like appear.
Yeah.
Like it would get dark and then she'd appear. Dude, that would scare the fuck out of me. I'd start like.
I would probably kick that poor child.
Me too. I'd be so violent. And I'd be like, why am I not going through you? Why am I not going through you?
I'm saying that. That was a very cruel joke.
Fucking hilarious.
If you tried on me, I would probably accidentally hurt me, but then it would be your own fault. So I'm killing.
That was hilarious.
I almost got punched in the face because I scared our crematory operator.
Oh my gosh.
He does funny. MMA.
You do have a punchable face.
I know.
A punchable face. I just want to punch it.
I know. I can't help it.
$20 and I'll let you. Just kidding, I need more. Yeah, my face is like,
you're gonna need reconstruction. It's gonna be like dudes and shit coming in here, like, fucking beating you.
Like, I can't be waiting for this moment.
I'll just pay to beat this chick.
I take it back. Wasn't thinking.
Well, I guess at that moment we will wrap things up. Silver Tongue, thank you so much for being here.
And we'll do a part two.
We are totally going to have to get this elevator game because I'm so down to play.
Oh, I'm down to play them all tonight.
Do you have to, like, buy it, or you could just, like, look it up?
What do you mean? You just have to find an elevator.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to buy. It's just, like, you can buy an elevator. I think there's just challenges you can find on the internet.
Okay,
like,
well,
you just have to get to a place with at least 10 floors.
Like, okay, but also, how creepy are the elevators, the old ones, too, where you have to, like, drop?
Oh, those are awesome.
Dude, that's...
I've never been in one of those, like,
oh, really my old God.
I love old
elevators. There was elevators. One, I think they're all going to, like, stop the landing and they'll die in there.
There was one at the old funeral home in California that I would have to use, and it was the creepiest elevator because you literally had to, like, pull yourself up. Like, it was fucking terrifying.
I love and then you just, old engineering, like, anything.
It's because you're so stupid.
okay, stop. But, yes, okay, so we're going to have an internet challenge, not the stupid kind that we talked about in a previous episode. Internet ghost paranormal challenge day.
Just record ourselves.
Yes, and we will bring it to you via YouTube because we are going to be starting a video channel soon.
Please invite me. So
that way y'all can just stop seeing or hearing our annoying voices, and you can see our annoying faces. Yes, exactly.
Did you say feet?
No, nobody can see. You are disgusting.
It was like their feet.
You are nasty. No. Okay, all right. So thank y'all for joining in, and we will see y'all next time.
Stay creepy.
Creepy.